Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Auto. Columnista Deportivo, the commercial appeal.
That's pretty good.
Wow.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, y'all didn't know I had it like that.
Yeah. Even had a little, little flair to it,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of feel like you have to have the flair, otherwise it's going to sound fake. And then I'm like, if it has the flair, is it offensive? I hope not. Like, whatever. I've been canceled about 15 different times. What's 16? I said, we're back. Jason and John, joined now by Mark Giannotto, sports comms for the commercial appeal. Per Google Translate.
That's impressive.
That's what it said. So I hope that was right. I hope that seems right enough. Join us every Wednesday. Read him at commercialappeal.com. Listen to him every afternoon from 2 until 4 with Giannotto and Jeffrey. Okay, so I guess there's two bits of news. There's maybe three bits of news. I don't know how many bits of news there are.
There's lots of bits.
Ryan Silverfield contract extension.
Okay.
Really modest in terms of raises, escalators, you would say, right?
Well, I don't know. When you really – so we got a copy of the full contract like yesterday afternoon. And when you really read through it, I think it's a pretty good deal for Ryan Silverfield. Yes, you're right. The raises, ultimately, they're essentially paying him like a top four coach in the league now. Whereas they in terms of pay.
Yep.
But the assistant coach salary pool went up. And – it has these clauses where essentially what they're saying is if you have a year like last season, like that's good. We're good with that. You're getting a one-year extension every time you have a season like that. That's what the clause is if he wins 9 games, they tack on a year to his contract. And it's like, that's a pretty good deal to me. Like, because yes, last season was an accomplishment. It also wasn't like you didn't have to. It wasn't super difficult to reach that plateau.
No.
In fact, you could have gone 8-4 and won the bowl game, and you still get to 9 wins. There's also a clause he gets a 2-year extension if he wins 10 games and gets to the conference championship game, which means, like, winning 10 games and getting the conference championship game, we've said that's kind of the standard for success. Like, that's the – you got to be in – to me, to call this a successful season, given the expectations people have and what you have back and kind of Seth Hennigan in his fourth year and all that, like – to me, like you need to be in that conference championship game, and more than likely, you're a 10-win team if you're in the conference championship. Well, suddenly, yesterday's 5-year contract is really a 7-year contract. I think it's a pretty good deal for Ryan Silverfield. Now, you do keep...
We kept in the 60%.
You keep the 60%.
So very important.
You're protected if he has another... He has back-to-back 6-6 seasons again.
That's like, how much
that hope. You're protected. And so, I don't think it's a... Ultimately, if he has the year we're thinking Memphis has this year, it'll be a good deal.
Right.
It'll be viewed as a good deal. And if he doesn't, you won't view it as a good deal. That's really what it comes down to, I think. If he's a...
What if it flops? Would 60% of... It'd be 6 million.
What are you talking about flopping?
What if he absolutely flopped on his head and won 5 or 6 games? $6 million wouldn't keep that. That's why. That's where.
I would be
60% of what's remaining.
I would be stunned if he is fired after this season, given
even
this contract he just signed. Yes,
you would owe $6 million.
He'd have to go like 2-10 or something like that. 3, maybe if he missed a bowl, I could see a scenario where someone is so disgusted that they went from
to know how much it would be
college football player that they'd pay. It seems to be $10 million next after this season to fire him.
60% of that, though, right?
Oh, excuse me, 60% of 10 million. Yeah, you're right.
$6 million, bro.
Yeah. Okay. I mean,
doable. Again, I'm not rooting.
They didn't do it 2 years ago.
But you need to know where the fallout is.
I know, but I just think they don't. But
we were on a. I mean, you called it even a hot seat last year. Well, no, it got to 10 wins.
Would I have given him this contract? No, I would not have given him this contract.
You and I are pretty much on the same page when it comes in. I agree with you. This is a good deal for him.
Yes.
Because you're going to fall into 9 or 10 wins next year, probably.
I think it ultimately,
with what you've got back,
guarantees him 2 more.
He's not going to fly.
It guarantees him 2 more years. I think that's what this contract does. More like I would be stunned if they were to fire him after next season, even if next season you could maybe if they were to not be in a bowl game, maybe I could see some that scenario playing out because of how high the expectations are this year. But if he like goes 7 and it's going to be really hard to go not more, like he going to win at least 8 games. At least. If things go horribly, I think this year.
I believe that.
You know, and there's a good chance they're really good. Like, I think, you know, the college football playoff is in play, but I do think they should be in the conference championship game. Like, that is where I'm at with this team this year. They should be with a chance to hopefully, you know, I think it's like a lot to ask them to go undefeated, to just lose to Florida State and go undefeated in conference play. But, like, ultimately, I would like to see that. I think the team is set up to be a 10-2 team going into the conference championship game.
It should be in the contract that if they don't make the conference championship game this year, Ryan should have to give some of the money back. That's how easy this should be.
Let's be real. I would say that all.
What
of
are
it,
we talking?
I can't, across
is it,
the board. At
is it a singular bonus for just making the conference, or was it that and 10 wins? I don't remember.
It's 10 wins and making the conference championship.
There's not a singular bonus just for making. Tell me there's not a singular bonus just for making the conference title game.
Well, if there's a monetary bonus, right? He does get –
itself, just making it.
When he wins 8, 9 – anytime he passes 8 wins –
Well, with that amount of wins,
he's going to get a bonus of some kind. But to me, the key clauses are – the essentially rollover clauses of if he wins 9 games for the entirety of this contract, when he wins 9 games, he gets an extra year tacked onto the deal.
They got that Kevin Keats type deal.
Yes, and if he wins 10, now he can only get this rollover clause once. It's stipulated in the contract. But if he wins 10 games and goes to the conference championship game, which is very much in play this year, he gets a 2-year extension on the deal. But he can only do that, only can happen once. So, like, it's essentially saying if you have the year we think you're going to have this year, or we hope you're going to have this year, this 5-year contract becomes a 7-year contract, really. Like, he'll go into next year with 6 years on his deal. And so it's banking on him living up to the expectations this year, that he's going to build on what he did last year. Mm-hmm. And if he does, like I said, if he goes out and, like, wins the AAC this year, I'm not even talking about the college football playoff because some of that is, you know, like, I don't expect them to go undefeated and someone could go undefeated. But if he wins the AAC this year.
When he wins the AAC.
The deal will look like a good deal. And if he falls short, if it's like an 8 or 9 win season, people are going to go, it's going to be the same feeling of the last 3, 4 years of, like, some people think it's like, this is, you know what, he won 8, 9 games. And then some people are going to be like, we should, you know, this was a team that's supposed to be in the college football playoff or whatever. You know, like, it'll be the same feeling. But if he builds on what he did last year, like I said, I think it'll be, you'll go, man, we got this guy who's had two good years in a row on a pretty affordable deal, ultimately, moving forward. And so we'll see how this year plays out. I think, like, to me, this year determines whether the deal is a good deal or not a good deal.
Better have Seth in bubble wrap.
Right now, feels like a really good deal for Ryan Silverfield, given the fact that, like, he didn't really – he won one big game last year, the bowl game.
Right.
And was dealing with, frankly, like, a divided fan base. And he's got a deal that's, you know, like I said, gives him quite a bit of security. – Even if he just wins 9 games this year, if he just does what he did last year, he can be the coach at Memphis forever. That's what they're saying in this contract.
Do you hear that, Jason?
If it extends one year, every time you win nine games.
Not win the American again?
If you win 9 games,
we're locked
you get
in?
An extra year tacked onto the deal.
That's terrible.
That means literally, if he wanted to, He would be under contract.
I mean, that's what are we talking about here? It's if he doesn't win a conference title this year, does what they did, what was it, fourth? Be sick.
I mean, they did. That's only the fourth time in program history they won 10 games.
Man, you keep talking. You had it in your column again today. I know that.
Yeah, you don't like that.
No, because as Mark said, and you just agreed with, only one of those games was a big win, and it was at the end of a damn season. I give them all the credit in the world because that actually helped you say, okay, their trajectory's pointed upwards. You did something historically that means something here. But there was one big win that whole season, man. To Mark's point, you do what you did last year, finished fourth, and you're locking in some more? That's terrible. Terrible. But I guess their concession is, as long as we get to keep the 60%.
The concession is, if he goes 6-6
we'll
again, you know, if he...
But we're going to have this 60% clause in here that was the same in the last
end of the world if we have to...
If you flunk it, we'll get about off of here with $6 million.
It's very clear, especially after the way the season ended, they decided within this negotiation they had to make some concessions. And I think the third year on this deal, right, you know, just right off the bat, was probably a concession. And it certainly seemed like this clause is not a clause previous Memphis football coaches had. The 9-win, like Mike Norvell didn't have that in his contract, I don't believe. That's a new thing. It's not unprecedented. You know, other coaches have had... You know, like you mentioned, Kevin Keats had something similar.
Yeah.
The
ACC tournament win.
Yeah.
Unlocks two more years.
And maybe this was inspired by that. I don't know. But
9 wins in the AAC winning the ACC tournament.
It's
two different things.
I think it is a good deal for Ryan, even though most coaches don't have the 60% clause. Yeah. You know, like most coaches don't have that in their deals.
That's our protection.
But.
I know
like
this,
I said, he's
this conversation
to
makes
me,
John so uncomfortable.
He's going to be the
doesn't
coach.
Make me uncomfortable.
Yeah. He's going to be the coach for the next 2 years at least with this contract. We're going to win big. And if he wins big, like I said, it's going to be thought of as a good deal if he wins big.
If you win, you represent Group of Five in college football playoff, man.
Even if he just wins the AAC, I'm just telling you, if he wins the AAC.
Okay, but just win the AAC. That's not very exciting.
Well, you could have a chance to be in the playoff, it's good,
but
it's
going to be tougher.
If you go 10-2 and win the AAC, you're going to go into that selection show going, man, I think you might not get it. It'll be like SMU last. I'm just
giving
you the scenario of what happened last year.
Well,
SMU was a 10-2 AAC.
Like it. He just doesn't like the soup you're feeding.
Yeah. No, I can't wait because I'm going to be the first one around here.
I got
a parading around the whole station about Memphis football going to the college football playoff.
I'm going to put Ryan Silverfield's contract in terms that you can understand.
This man wanted to give up a couple years ago.
Toda la vida.
Now, here's what I'll say.
All right? You know what that means?
Remember when you wanted to shut
lifetime.
The program down?
Toda la vida.
So if he wins the AAC.
Who told you don't?
And if he goes to the college football playoff and or. So like both scenarios. Just winning the AAC and let's say someone else goes undefeated and you don't get the Group of Five bid. Or the scenario we go to college football playoff. I actually think it's more likely he gets a different job if you don't make the college football playoff because it's going to be hard, if you're playing in the playoff when teams want to be hiring people, like it ends up being, it's a big what if scenario at this point, but it is very interesting that he is in position, Ryan, to be the rare coach who really can turn the tide in his favor after it seemed like people, had given, I keep saying it, and I'm not totally sold that, he's the guy. Like I said, I don't know. I wouldn't have given him this contract. I would have said, you got your team back already. You don't need a contract extension right now.
Right.
You got 2 years left on your deal. I think that's the approach I would have taken, but.
No, John wouldn't have it.
He could make the argument. The reason I kept the team together is because I told him I'm getting a contract extension. That could be part of it.
I will say he has done a magnificent job of. I mean, that's the piece of it that I think he has an objectively good job.
I think the stability of how he runs the program day to day. I know from talking to Laird Veach, that is appreciated. Those 6-6 seasons were rocky on the field. It has not been rocky off the field for that program by and large.
Don't look over here. Don't do that.
No, I think I'm that's. Not, that but does that mean he deserves a rollover clause in his contract? Does that mean, like, again, I don't know.
It's been quiet since the party bus, hasn't it?
I would have wanted.
It's very quiet. I think you're right. It's been very quiet since party bus.
Retention bonus.
I would have wanted to see him live up to the expectations of this season before giving him a contract extension, because ultimately, he is a 2 or 3 game losing streak away from having everyone yelling at him all over.
Exactly.
Again. Like that is, and now you've made it, you know, $6 million more expensive to, you know, deal with that if that's what it comes to. Now,
right.
Again, maybe keeping him happy, and because obviously if he didn't get a contract extension, he would have been not a happy guy, you know, going into this season.
But we said he had no leverage. He could just be unhappy.
Yeah. Like, no, I agree. But
checking for Ryan.
If you want, I mean, ultimately, I think this current administration wants Ryan Silverfield to be its head coach. Like, they believe in him. And they like the way he operates the program. And I think everyone over there thinks they are going to win the AAC this year. Like, I think that is in their mind. Like, we're going to go win the AAC this year. And when we do, like, I think the perception of Ryan will be totally different. Mm. Like, he will, you know, like, the greater perception. If he's able to do that, like, I'll be willing to say, like, I was wrong. If he goes and wins the AAC this year, I will be willing to go say, like, I was wrong. Because I would never have guessed a year ago that he was a coach capable of taking this program and winning the AAC and being, you know, like.
But there's nothing
being
in
the group
anymore.
Of five. Represented like, well, no,
it's
but
gotten
you, what do you mean? If you win the AAC, you're going to have a chance. You're going to go into that selection show thinking we might be in the playoff.
I'm just saying.
And if you fall, like I don't want to say it's playoff or bust for the success of the season. I don't think that's fair because making the playoff from a group of five league, especially one that's the AAC has taken a hit. It's not going to be like 2-3 years ago.
Mm-hmm. That's
if you
what
win
I'm saying.
The AAC,
you're automatically the group of five representative,
but
or
like,
would be.
But that. Like last year.
Those days
if
are done.
If they had the season SMU had last year, this year, like that is a fan. Basically, SMU won every AAC game they played last year and didn't make the playoff. Like that would be, a, you know, like, and I don't want to like shut the door on that sort of scenario where like, you know, Coastal Carolina goes undefeated and, you know, you just, the subjective college football playoff committee selection process ends up costing you a playoff spot.
But don't those Mountain West teams have an advantage now because in their schedule
yes.
will be the...
Yes, but they also tend to beat up on each other. Like, ultimately, the Mountain West, you know, I think the Mountain West, its biggest issue is not that it was considered worse than the AAC over the years. It's that most of the time their champion was like a 2-3 loss team all the time, and that's what... They were viewed as an equal to the AAC, but their teams beat up on each other. And more so than the, you know, like the AAC... It did happen to a certain extent sometimes, but like, you know, UCF and Tulane recently, like they didn't get beat up on, so to speak. They didn't lose, you know, random games like sometimes those Mountain West teams do. So it's a fascinating time for the program. I do think like it feels like they're in the right place at the right time, like as a program, like the playoff is opening for group of fives and here they are geared up. With what looks like the best team since 2019. Like, on paper, looks like should be the best team since 2019 and a team capable of doing what that team did. Going 11-1, mm-hmm. and this time instead of going to the Cotton Bowl, playing against the 5 seed in the 12-team playoff. And so it's an exciting time, and if they can live up to some of that, most of that, like I said, that contract, I think you'll look at it as like a good contract.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.